This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Nepal government says diplomatic efforts are on to resolve Lipuleg, Limpiadhura and Kalapani border disputes. Government dismisses 15 honorary consuls serving in various countries. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology projects below average rainfall and higher temperatures this monsoon season in Nepal. And U.S. says it's expecting peace proposal response from Tehran today. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has said that the government is making efforts to resolve the border issues concerning the Limpiadhura, Lipuleg and Kalapani areas through diplomatic efforts. Speaking at a program organized by the ministry today, ministry spokesperson Lok Bahadur Podel Chhetri said that the government has already made its position clear regarding Lipuleg. He added that the government on the 3rd of May had publicly stated that the pilgrimage road to Kailas Mansarovar being operated between China and Nepal passes through Nepal's territory at Lipuleg. He said that both neighbors India and China have been informed and reminded of Nepal's stance time and again. Nepal government has dismissed 15 honorary consuls serving in various countries. A meeting of the Council of Ministers held today took the decision in this regard. According to the government spokesperson and Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Susmit Pokhrel, the meeting decided to request President Ramchandra Podel to address the upcoming joint meeting of both houses of federal parliament scheduled for 4 p.m. on the 11th of May. Similarly, the government took the decision to table the Protocol No. 29 of 2014 to the Forced Labour Convention of the International Labour Organization 1930 at the Parliament for endorsement. The committee formed to recommend names of vice chancellors in different universities has invited applications today. The committee has announced vacancies for the post of vice chancellors in 8 different universities. Issuing a notice today, the committee has sought applications for the post of vice-chancellors in Tribhuvan University, Purvanchal University, Pokhara University, Lumbini Buddhist University, Agriculture and Forest University, Midwestern University, Far Western University and Rajarshi Janak University. The committee has also released integrated procedures for the selection and recommendation of different universities' vice-chancellors on the website of the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has projected that Nepal is likely to receive below average rainfall and experience higher temperatures during this year's monsoon season. The seasonal outlook was made public today through the National Monsoon Forum program organized by the department. Presenting the seasonal monsoon outlook, meteorologist Sudarshan Humagai from the department said that there is a possibility of below average rainfall in most parts of the country during the upcoming monsoon. He informed that during the monsoon period, most areas are expected to receive less rainfall than average, while both maximum and minimum temperatures are likely to remain above normal across the country. Meanwhile, Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Biraj Bhaktashrestha, has said that it is essential to enhance disaster preparedness for effective weather forecasting. During an event hosted by the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology today, Energy Minister Shrestha stated that utilization of water and weather data is significant for mitigating damages of social, economic and physical infrastructures. He also pointed out urgency of bettering understanding of the weather system, which was growing uncertain and complex owing to climate change. Sudhan Kirati, former minister and member of the प्रेसिडियम काउन्सिल अफ प्रगतिशील लोकतान्त्रिक पार्टी पीएलपी जोइन द श्रम संस्कृति पार्टी टुडे किराती ए फॉर्मर माओइस्ट लीडर हैड बीन एसोसिएटेड विथ द PLP, which was formed before the last House of Representatives elections. Sarum Sanskriti Party Chair Harka Sampang Roy officially welcomed Kirati into the party during a program in Kathmandu today. The European Union has shown its dedication to assist Nepal in vital areas identified by the current government. The European Union Ambassador Veronique Lorenzo today met with Minister for Education, Science and Technology Susmit Pokhrel at latter's office in Singhadarbar and discussed potential areas of collaboration. On the occasion, Ambassador Lorenzo reiterated the EU's commitment to supporting the priority sectors highlighted by Nepal's new administration. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
विदेश गए परी चिंता की ना कर दे
नेपाल टेलीकॉम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग लीने
जहाँ भए परी पाउनु होस हामी संगै
कल गर्नुस डेटा चलाउनुस संसार भरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग सेवा सुचारु गर्न #14#7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकम को एप बाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Susmit Pokhrel has said that student organizations were revoked in accordance with their commitment paper. Talking to media persons at Singhadarbar today, also government spokesperson Pokhrel clarified that further discussion on the issue was not necessary as the people have already approved their commitment paper. He also mentioned that they have been receiving complaints that schools have charged extra admission or annual fee rather than determined criteria, adding that discussion was held with office bearers of Municipal Association, Rural Municipality Federation, and representatives of the Kathmandu Valley Mayors Forum on this issue. The Education Minister also said that the federal government is ready to provide any necessary support for implementing the set criteria and rules. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Secretary of State Mark Rubio says the United States is expecting a response from Tehran on its latest peace proposal at some point today. The hope is not it's something that can put us into a serious process of negotiation, Rubio told reporters in Rome. Meanwhile, Iran announced that it seized an oil tanker in the Gulf of Oman and directed it to the country's southern coast. Overnight, the U.S. and Iran traded naval attacks in the Strait of Hormuz, with the U.S. also bombing two Iranian ports. U.S. President Donald Trump described the attacks on the Iranian targets as love tap, telling U.S. broadcast media that the ceasefire is still in effect. Russia and Ukraine have accused each other of violating separate ceasefires declared by each side to cover the celebrations of the Soviet Union's victory over Nazi Germany. According to the BBC, the Russian Defense Ministry reported more than 1,000 violations in the conflict zone, while Moscow's mayor said that the city had been targeted by drones since the ceasefire began at midnight local time on Thursday. Ukraine also said Russia had continued to strike its positions since that time. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy in the Himalayan and hilly regions, including Madhya Province, while the remaining Terai region will be partly cloudy. There is a possibility of moderate rain with thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Kusi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Similarly, there is also a possibility of light rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at one or two places in the Madhya province as well as in the remaining Himalayan and hilly regions. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal government says diplomatic efforts are on to resolve Lipu Lake Limpiadhura and Kalapani border disputes. Government dismisses 15 honorary consuls serving in various countries. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology projects below average rainfall and higher temperatures this monsoon season in Nepal. And U.S. says it's expecting peace proposal response from Tehran today. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this help, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.